This is Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'll give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of those games. With spring and summer and travel season upon us today, I thought I would do a nice top 5 road trip games. This is a little different than top 5 beach house or vacation house games. I might do that one a little bit later in the summer, though. But these are kind of smaller games, which are great for those road trips or flights when you want to often have a whole lot of space and you want to pack light, or you'll end up at a hotel or on planes, you know, or waiting places and just small little games you want to play there. You should be able to pick them all up for probably less than $20 or right around $20. And also, you can put all 5 of these games into a little small backpack to take you with you. Now, I want to have a little bonus one for you, because this is kind of like a game that you would play on these road trips, and, you know, mostly in a car. A bonus one here is going to be Cow Tiger Santa Claus. This is by Button Shy Games and by Matt Riddle and Ben Pinchback. Quite simply, this is a little pack of about 16 cards, and you have easy, medium, and hard ones. These are cards. You're going to pick out one easy, one medium, and one hard one. And as you're driving down the road, you're going to be looking for these things. So, for instance, a cow, a tiger, and Santa Claus. Now, obviously, cows are pretty easy, so the first person to find one, you know, gets the point for that. And then a tiger, obviously, a little harder, and then Santa Claus, even more hard. So what we do when we go on, like, trips to, say, Gen Con, we'll go through about 4 or 5 states to get to Gen Con. So we'll kind of pick up another set of cards each state we go to and just kind of pick up the points at the end of each trip. So it's a ton of fun because you're constantly looking around for things, and it creates those crazy moments when you're screaming and yelling when, you know, in the middle of the summer, you find a Santa Claus and you scream and point out the window at it. And, you know, just a fun little time. So let's get to the regular list. Number 5 is Lost Cities. This is a 2-player game by Reiner Knizia and plays in about 30 minutes. Now, the object of this game is to gain points by mounting profitable archaeological expeditions. Basically, you're trying to get the most points in each one of the colors that are in front of you. Now, on your turn, you're going to play a card that's either to an expedition or discard it to the middle of the area where, you know, kind of between you and the other player in that color. And then you draw one card, and then you either draw it from the deck or from the top of a discarded pile. So you got to be careful what you discard because somebody else may grab it. Now, cards are played to your stacks or your expeditions. They have to be in ascending order, but they don't have to be consecutive. And there's also things called handshakes, which are basically a 1, and they are kind of multipliers, and they represent investments in these expeditions. So, for instance, when you put down, let's just say, a 3, you can then put down either a 4 or more, or you can put down a 3, then a 5, but you can't play anything lower than the last card. So if I put the 3 down, I couldn't play the 2 or the 1, which is the handshake, on there. So you're still trying to figure out what you're going to play in what order, and then what's going to come out there. So it's kind of a nice little bluffing or kind of waiting thing. So how you score this, you're going to keep playing until all the cards are run out of the deck, and then you're going to score. So each expedition that you do play cards to, they're going to be start off with a minus 20 points. You're going to add up all the numbers of the cards on there, and then with each handshake being a multiplier to help that, and you're going to get a bonus for any more than 8 points in any one color. Real quick and easy, but like I said, about 30 minutes. You usually play a few rounds of it and then see how you do with the scoring. And quick, easy, not a whole lot, like perfect for, like I said, that small area, even on a plane or something along those lines. Number 4. Tides of Time. Now, I talked about this, I believe it was probably on Munchkin Land, because there's an app that just came out for it. Really good. Check that app out as well. This is Tides of Time. This is a 2-player card game by Portal Games. It's got a very small footprint and plays in about 20 minutes. Now, this is a drafting game for 2 players. Each game, you're going to have 3 rounds in which you're going to draft cards from your hand to build your own little kingdom in front. Now, each card is going to have one of the suits, and it's going to have other colors on there as well, some of them. And there's going to be something that it'll score on the bottom, or it'll have some sort of rule, like you breaking ties or something like that. So after all cards have been drafted in a round, the players will get some points for that round. And then what's cool is you're going to pick a card that you keep for the rest of the game. Then you're going to pick a card that is just out of the game. And then you're going to shuffle up the other cards. And then you're going to play a second round and then a third round. And after the second round, you do the same thing where you're going to keep a permanent card that'll add to that first one. Then you're going to discard a card out of the game. So you have a little bit of kind of bluffing or kind of, you know, making how you want that deck to be, because maybe you see that the other person is going for something. And you kind of want to, you know, discard that card so they can't score something else out. But at the end of the game, you see who has the most points, and that's the game. Again, 20 minutes, you can play this a ton of time. And another one where you can just play a game while you're waiting on dinner or something along those lines, or again, in the airport or something where you're sitting on one. Number 3 is called No Thanks. This is about 15 years old now, and it's one of the best fillers, and it's a road trip staple. This is for 3 to 7 players, and it plays in about 20 minutes, and it's put out by Amigo. Now, the rules are pretty simple. You've got each turn, you've got two options. You can either play a chip that you have on a card in front of you, or you can pick up the face-up card. Now, the cards are numbered from 3 to 35, and each card you take is going to give you points. And the object of the game is to have the lowest score at the end of the game. So now these chips you have, they help you to pass, basically pass so you don't have to take a card. However, when you kind of keep passing, at some point, it's going to be worth it to you to take up all these chips, so maybe you're going to pass later. Now, the way the scoring works is if you have consecutive cards, let's just say you have the 22, 23, and 24, it's only worth 22, and then you've gotten rid of 3 cards there, so it's only worth 22 points. So you're really trying to get those runs. Now, what makes it harder, because you can't really count cards, is that a certain amount of cards will be taken out of each game that you play. So, you know, if you're waiting on that card, that 23 to connect 22 to 24, it might not come out. So this is a really ton of fun. You're bluffing using those chips to kind of pass on things that you may not want. And sometimes you're just forced because you're out of chips to take something you don't want. Great game. That is called No Thanks, a great filler. And of course, like I said, a great road trip game. Number two, Love Letter. This is a 2 to 4 player game. Taste plays in about 20 minutes. I mean, probably each little round of the game plays in about 4 or 5 minutes, but you're going to play a bunch of rounds because you're going to get points at the end of each. This is made by AEG, but they sold the rights. But if you do a quick search, either you'll find some of the new ones that are produced or you'll find some copies of the old AEG version. And what's really cool is there's a bunch of different versions of this game out there. My favorite is actually the Batman Love Letter, which is it changes the rules a little bit. Each one of them changes the rules just slightly, but it's really fun. It's a risk deduction and luck game for 2 to 4 players. Your goal is to get your love letter to Princess Annette's hands. And of course, some of the other ones will have different objects, but you're basically trying to be the one that has either the highest card at the end of the round or be the one with the 8 at the end of the round. And so how do you do that? Also, if you discard the 8, you're out of the game as well. Now, this is a deck of 16 cards. They're all numbered from 1 to 8, and each one of the cards does something different. And on your turn, you'll have one card, and you draw a card, and you play one of those two cards. So now there's more of certain cards than are the other. Obviously, number 1 has the most. And what number 1 is, when you play it, you guess somebody else's card, and if you're right, they're out of the round. Simple and easy. In a Batman version, if you guess them right and get them out of the round, you'll get actually a point. The number 2 lets you look at somebody else's hand when you play it, so it kind of gives you a little bit of planning for the next round. The number 3, you compare hands with somebody, and then whoever has the lowest is out of the round. The number 4, you have just universal protection till the next turn. The 5, you you cause somebody to discard their card. So if they have the 8 and you make them discard the card, they're out of the game as well. Number 6, you trade hands with somebody. Number 7, if you happen to draw number 7 when you have the 8 in your hand, you have to discard the 7. And also you can discard a 7 just because you want to discard a 7 to play it. And I can kind of bluff a little bit too and make people think you have the 8 in your hand. So a lot of cool little strategic things in there. And obviously 8, you just don't want to end up having to discard that, but could be useful if somebody kind of compared to it. Anyway, Love Letter, quick, easy, great game that if you're sitting waiting on dinner or sitting online somewhere, just tons of fun. One of my favorite games, and of course, it is a road trip staple. Number 1 road trip game is the Great Heartland Hall & Company. This is by Dice Hate Me Games and Jace Katarski, who's also owner of Green Couch Games. This came out in 2013. This is for 2 to 4 players and plays in about 30 minutes. Now, of course, what screams road trip more than a game where you're a trucker hauling different things around a country? Now, you're going around, you're grabbing goods like corn, pigs, cattle, and I want to say beans. I think I'm forgetting that one. And you're going to manage your fuel to deliver them to other areas of a country. All this is represented with fuel cards, goods cards. And you have little cubes that have the goods, and you kind of only have a certain amount of spots on your truck. So you'll go to different places using fuel. You'll discard cards to pick up some goods to put them on your truck. And then you're going to haul them to other areas because there's going to be, you're not going to be able to deliver them to the same place as you pick them up. But as you deliver them to other areas, they're worth more. And certain places in the country, as far as the card array, are going to give you better payout for certain goods. So pigs may be worth some more somewhere than the other. But do you have the fuel card cards to get there, or do you just want to unload them and just get the volume? Now, it's a ton of fun and it's great replay because you're going to, you know, you're going to deal out the cards in different ways. There's other different arrays you can do this in. So it's going to be just different time, different every time you play it. This is a ton of fun to play. And again, nothing screams road trip than being a trucker out in the United States. So those are our top five road trip games. And of course, pick up Cow Tiger Santa Claus. I think it's only about $12. And every one of these games, like I said, is about $20 and are all should be in print. Number five, Lost Cities. Number four, Tides of Time. Number three, No Thanks. Number two, Love Letter. And number one, The Great Heartland Hauling Company. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions, feel free to comment on this episode on MajorSpoilers.com or go to the site for tons of great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I am, as always, Dan the Board Game Man, and you can find me at GeekJockBlog on Twitter or on the Geek All-Stars podcast, and of course as a contributor to TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back soon with more board game top five goodness, but until then, hey, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you three free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.